Romans. We're still in the sixth chapter of Romans this morning. I'm going to try and not keep you too long, but I make no promises. Man, I'm excited about this message. I pray that I will do it justice. And I just want you guys to know I love you and that we don't have to be slaves any longer. Amen. Isn't that good news? We don't have to be slaves to sin any longer. Amen. We've been talking about victory over sin. We've been talking about living for Jesus since right before the end of the year. It's a timely message, and this is the time for the body of Christ. This is the time for this church and each and every one of us to decide, hey, how much longer do I want to carry these burdens? Amen. How much longer do I want to carry this behavior, these thought patterns, these things that are not pleasing to the Lord? Now, I know none of us in here are perfect. I know none of us in here are going to be perfect this side of glory. Amen. But because of what God's done for us, and he's equipped us with the ability through the Holy Spirit and what Jesus Christ, his finished work on the cross, we have the ability to say no to that sin, no matter how long we've been struggling with it or dealing with it. Amen. So like any problem, anything that we're going through, we have to understand this first and foremost. Hey, I got a problem. I got an issue that I know is not pleasing with the Lord. So raise your hands if you think that you have something that would be better off if you just gave it to the Lord. Okay, all right. Who's for honesty in the church? Let's do that again. Raise your hands if you think you are doing things or thinking things that's not pleasing to the Lord. All right, okay, we're getting better. Okay, well, it's all of us. I'm not trying to pick on anybody, you know. All of us have things that we need to work on. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, we can get victory over this. So I'm stoked about this. Let's pray. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing in this house. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins, Lord, and that you love us so much that you wash away all our sins, Lord. We are so frail and imperfect, Lord, but you still love us. You love us anyways, Lord. You know our thoughts, Lord. You know what we think about and what we do, Lord, and you still love us. Thank you for giving us that desire and that hunger, Lord, to be what you've called us to be, to walk holy before you. You are holy, Lord God, and give us that desire to be what you want us to be, Lord. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, so Romans 6 in verse 15 is where we're starting off today. Now, what you see here in verse 15, it's almost a mirror of Romans 6 verse 1 where Paul asked that question, kind of that rhetorical question about sin. Because of grace, am I allowed? Is it cool for me to just go on and keep doing any old thing I want to do? What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? Okay, so there's the question. We see it again. And thank God that we're not under the law. Amen? Because Jesus Christ fulfilled that law. There's no way we could ever do that. The law showed us how imperfect we are. The law showed us, hey, I need a Savior. I can't do this. You know what I mean? But thanks be to God. Amen? Matter of fact, everybody, if you really love the Lord this morning, why don't you just go ahead and say that? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You know what I mean? We are saved. I'm sorry your day's not going the way you want it. I wish it was sunny outside. You know, and I wish you had all the money you need in the bank, and I wish everybody respected you and really appreciated you in your home and at your workplace. But you know what? No matter what's going on, listen up, no matter what's going on, you are loved. You are loved, not just by Sister Claudia, and that's important. You know what I mean? That's important, you know. But we are loved by the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? Well, how much? Someone say, well, how much? He loves us so much that he died for us. Isn't that wonderful? So let's start with that, and let's get the attitude of gratitude. Amen. Because there should be a heart change in us. You know what I mean? There should be something going on inside each and every one of us because of what's been done for us. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? And here we go again. Paul says, by no means. Very emphatic, very stern, in your face. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? You think just because of grace you have a license to do whatever you want to do? You know what I'm saying? I like what the King James says. Okay, the ESV says, by no means, exclamation mark. The King James says, God forbid. Isn't that awesome? What in the world are you thinking? Not you guys, me, humanity, Christianity. What in the world are we thinking? That God is totally cool with us doing whatever we want to do? Amen. We're not to take advantage of that grace. We are blessed by that grace, that unmerited favor. You know what? And we all do it. Let's be honest. We all do it. But see, we need to get to that place where we realize this stuff ain't cool, man. This ain't cool with the Lord. Therefore, if I'm cool with it, I'm going to pray that I'm not cool with it anymore. You know what I mean? Okay, so verse 16. Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? All God's people said, ouch. And that's how it is, man. See, we don't have to be that way anymore because Jesus Christ paid for our salvation and we have victory over sin through him. Does that make sense this morning? The power of sin is broken because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross. Amen. So we, as Christians, we don't have to be slaves to sin anymore. It's kind of oxymoronic to say, oxymoronic, is that legit? Can you say that? I've been all kinds of stuff up here. It's crazy to say that I am a Christian, but I'm also a slave to sin. But some of us are, all of us are in some areas, right? Some areas that whether we just think, well, I'm born this way, this is how I am, or it's just been so long, I don't know how to get out of it. There's areas that we really need to give over to the Lord. Amen. But see, we don't have to be slaves to that sin. Amen. Because we're a new creation in Christ. Before you were saved, we were slaves to sin. We were slaves to that old master. Amen. And we did whatever he said to do. We didn't even think about it. We just did it. You know what I mean? Okay, but we're not that person anymore. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Hey, just because of grace, you do not have the luxury, the liberty to go do whatever you want to do. Think about it like this. You are a new creation. Don't be a slave to something that Jesus Christ shed his own blood for you to have victory over. Amen. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either of sin. Raise your hands if you want to be a slave to sin. Oh. Which leads to death. You hear that? A slave to sin leads to death. Now, as Christians, man, listen, what does that mean to a Christian? I'm talking about somebody that has given their life to the Lord. We love Jesus Christ. We've accepted that perfect gift, but we're still struggling with some areas, or we might even be cool with this area. You know what I mean? Okay, those areas right there, those are dead areas, man. There is no fruit in those areas. And let's be honest, let's be clear, we make ourselves miserable because we're straddling the fence in these areas. Because, like I said, as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there should be a change. We should begin to be grieved about the things we used to be cool with doing. You know what I mean? So let me just say this again. If you're completely 100% cool with whatever sin you're dibbly dabbly doobly doobly, everyone say that, dibbly dabbly. If you're completely cool with that and you don't feel grieved or anything about what you're doing, then you might need to give your life to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because there should be something going on inside you where, you know what, I'm a Christian now, and according to this good book, God's not cool with this. And we should feel something about that. There should be a pull. Amen? There should be a pull to that righteousness. Not perfectly, but increasingly so, each and every day. We want to be more and more like our Lord and less like that old man. Amen? Okay. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either a slave of sin, which leads to death, okay, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. That's awesome. That's wonderful right there. And that's the program we need to get on, man, because what are we doing? The Lord wants to sanctify us. He wants to mature us. He wants to create some distance between us and that sin. You know what I mean? And we can, by obedience to the Word of God, we can have victory over these areas. Amen? Even if it's minute by minute sometimes. You know what I'm saying? God doesn't always just completely remove that taste or that desire from you. You know, he can do stuff like that, and he has done stuff like that. But sometimes he just says, you know what? It's going to have to be minute by minute right now. But see, you're going to have to learn to trust in me. Amen? And we can do that minute by minute, then it's day by day. And then before too long, or could be a long time, man, it's back in the background. Isn't that good? But see, sometimes we have to do that. But we keep our eyes on the Lord, we stay in the Word, and we can walk in victory. So give him some praise real fast while I enjoy this bottled water. Look at verse John 14, 15 there. If you love me, keep my commands. If we love the Lord, then there should be that heart change somewhere. We want to be obedient to him. Even the hard stuff, even the stuff that, you know, your flesh really doesn't want to give up. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that stuff way deep in the back that we don't want anyone to know about, or the stuff from hurts in our past where we can't give that forgiveness, or stuff like that is really hurting our witness, making us miserable. You know what I'm talking about, right? Where somebody mentions somebody's name and you're going to break some stuff. You know what I mean? Or is that just me? Okay, man. Here we go. Let's be honest this morning. My kids will tell you. Okay, Rachel Jean will tell you if you give her $4. Well, it starts at 4, it goes up from there. Okay, anyways, God is good, tell the truth, shame the devil. John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commands. We're not going to do that perfectly, but that's something we're shooting for, amen? And I would love to go to the next slide with my friends. But since my friends aren't here, let's do it with you guys. I'm playing. I love you guys so much. Okay, Romans 6 and verse 17. But thanks be to God. Oh, I love that right there. But thanks be to God. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. This is automatically what I thought about when I read this in Romans 6. But thanks be to God. What do I have to be thankful for? I'm struggling with all this stuff. It's a rainy day. It's nasty outside. My kids don't ever listen to me. But thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That is awesome, man. That is wonderful right there. You always, always have something to rejoice about, to worship about as a saved person. And the NLT says it like this. Now listen to this. Thanks be to God for his gift, too wonderful for words. I really like that. I'm going to read it again. Thanks be to God for his gift, too wonderful for words. Okay, so at the start of your day, before you go to bed at night, whatever, we should have this joy in our heart. You know what I mean? Not a happiness because, hey, I got the special piece of pizza or whatever. I'm not talking about happiness. That comes and goes. I'm talking about that joy, that assurance, man, that God's doing what he's doing, and it's okay, man, because he's a good God. You know what I mean? So I can be stoked up about this. I am a saved person. Matter of fact, I can't even put it into words what he has done for me. But it is so amazing. I like that verse right there because one of the things I deal with on a weekly basis is struggling with conveying the word of God and trying to make it have a punch. And only the Holy Spirit can really do that. You know what I mean? But sometimes I get so frustrated because I want to explain it how I feel it. And then there's like this wall because of these undescribable words, these words that they don't exist to really say how awesome our God is. And that's what he's saying right here. Thanks be to God. I can't even put it into words, man, but this gift is so amazing. You know what I mean? So let's start with that, and let's get excited about that. The next time we think, well, I want to get over this, but, you know, this is just my personality. This is just how I am. I want people walking on eggshells around me all the time. Or no, you don't, man. You want to be what the Lord wants you to be. Amen. So let's, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You know what I mean? He's done so much for me. Shouldn't I want to be obedient to him? Amen. But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. So here's Paul talking to these Roman Christians, and he's basically saying this, you know what? We gave you the word of God. We not no false teaching, not some hoopla, okay, but you received the word of God, okay, and you accepted it, you believed it, and now you're walking in obedience to it. Amen? He's saying, thanks be to God that you guys actually got the word. You got the real word. So, you know what? I think that we should get excited sometimes that, you know, thank God that we received the gospel. You know what I mean? That we should be stoked about that, that we're not caught up in some stupid, you know, false religion. You know what I mean? And I'm not condemning anybody else. You know, I pray for people that don't serve Jesus, and we need to pray for them. We need to show them the love of Jesus, and we certainly don't want to get on our high horse. You know what I mean? Because without God's grace, that could be me or you. But that should be something that we should really be fired up about. Thanks be to God that somebody was praying for me. Somebody gave me a Bible. Somebody pointed it out to me. And the Holy Spirit said, you need this. You know what I mean? We do have a reason to rejoice. Amen? And we have a very big reason to try and be obedient and walk in victory over this sin that Jesus Christ has already got victory over. Amen? Oh, man. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin, raise your hands if you were once a slave to sin. Yep, pretty much all of us. Every single one of us were at one time. And Satan might have some little strongholds in our life right now. Do you know that? Not, I'm not saying you belong to him. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying I feel pretty comfortable saying that all of us could, you know, turn some things over to the Lord. Every single one of us. Amen. I've compiled a list. Okay, James, could you put that on the monitor? We'll start in the back. No, I'm playing. God is good. Settle down. Okay, let's go to verse 18. And having been set free from sin, and that is good news right there. That is good news that we can, through the finished work of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can say no. We can get deliverance in these areas. We got to get to the place, and sometimes the Lord will let us hit rock bottom. You know what I mean? He'll let us hit rock bottom to realize, you know what, I'm not really cool with this. I've tried to tell you over and over again, I'm not really cool with this. But you keep going and going and going. So sometimes, you know, you get in these real messy situations. It could very well be the Lord saying, hey, let's look, let's analyze, let's search our hearts. Let's see what's going on right now. Are there some things that are hurting our relationship? Are there some things that is hurting you from bearing good fruit? Amen? And having been set free from sin, that's amazing, have become slaves of righteousness. Okay. So before, we were slaves to sin. That's just how it is. Because of what Jesus Christ did, we no longer have to be slaves of sin. But we can and should be slaves to righteousness. You know what I mean? That's what we're shooting for each and every day. Amen. Everyone say each and every day. Amen. I might, because y'all are being really good, I might let you out early. I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm just burning through this stuff. So I hope y'all are retaining it. I hope you're taking notes. Anyways, let's go to the next slide. I'm going to study more next week, Stevie, and I'm going to make sure that I get an hour and 15 minutes a sermon. Love you too. Romans 6 and verse 19. This is good though, right? Okay, so what's the Apostle Paul been talking about this morning, man, through the leading of the Holy Spirit? Slavery. That's kind of a nasty picture, man. We kind of cringe when we talk about that. You know what I mean? It's a touchy subject. When we talk about slavery here in America, we think about a dark area of America's past. You know what I mean? It's still in our vocabulary. We're dealing with ramifications of that dark area, that dark time, to this very moment. You know what I mean? In every single nation, every single island, everywhere across the globe, when you say the word slavery, people automatically know what you're talking about. And it can be a touchy subject no matter where you bring it up at, right? Okay, so the Apostle Paul, I believe he's realizing that, but he's really trying to make a point. This is how serious this is, that you were at one time a slave to sin, and you do not have to be that anymore. You know, you don't have to be that. So he's kind of hitting us in the jugular, slapping us in the belly. Hey, listen, man, no offense, okay? But I really need you guys to get this, okay? Sorry about the painful illustration, but I want to get your attention that the more you sin as a Christian, okay, the more you're going to get bound to these behaviors. And you may still be bound to stuff from your past. Amen? And you don't need to be bound and chained up to this stuff anymore. Let's be a slave of righteousness. Amen? Let's be a slave to the Lord's word. Let's be obedient to that. Amen? This is what he's saying in Romans 6 and verse 19. I am speaking in human terms. Human terms. Talking about slavery? Because I know you all will get it. Because of your natural limitations. I'm not trying to be too super spiritual for you here. So let's talk about slavery for a second. I think this is a really nice illustration. You don't have to be a slave to sin anymore. Okay, you don't belong to that master anymore. All right, you have a new master, and there's some key differences. Aren't you glad there's some key differences? Some big time differences? Okay, where Satan would say something, and you know what? He would set us up, and then he would condemn us for it. He'd blow the whistle. You know what I mean? And we were bound by that junk. We couldn't say no back then. We didn't even want to say no. You know what I mean? And we were miserable. Amen. Can I get a witness? But now we belong to the Most High God. And see, we make ourselves a servant of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? We put ourselves under his authority. Amen. What I'm trying to say is God is not going to make you do something. You know what I mean? Because of that indescribable gift, because he's done so much for us, because we love him, amen, because he's been so good to us, we should want to be obedient. And then that Holy Spirit and getting into the Word will help us do the right thing, amen? And that's half of our problem, right? I mean, let's be honest, we don't really spend enough time in this Word. You know, faith comes from hearing and hearing through the Word of God, and sometimes this is the only, I feel like I'm beating you guys up this morning. I'm totally not trying to do that because I'm guilty of all this stuff as well. But the more time we spend in this Word, the stronger our faith is going to get. Amen? And the more we're going to be able to say, you know what? I'm not a slave to that anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ paid for me to have victory over that. And remember Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Because I might not even want to say no. Not at this moment. I might not even want to give that up. You know what I mean? I might feel like I totally got that coming to me. You know, or I just don't know how to say no to this. I don't know how to change the way I think or the attitudes I have. Or you know, I mean, I go to the buffet. I just eat and eat and eat until they kick me out. It's not totally true, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. All right, so is everyone all right? I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. Part B. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity, now think about that. You used to just present yourself, roll call, who's ready to go get in trouble, do something you shouldn't do. President, let me, I'll go first. You know, that's how we were, man. We presented ourselves, we were slaves to it. We didn't think there was any other way. Hey, this is what I want to do, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity, and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness. There's a lot going on in that verse right there. See, here's the deal, man. When we choose to sin, we really choose to hurt ourselves. When we choose to sin, we choose to hurt ourselves and those around us. Amen? And the more we do it, the harder it is to stop and the deeper we get. You know, that's pretty much what that's saying right there. In easy layman's, is that how you say that, layman's terms? You know what I mean? The more you sin, the deeper you're going to get, the more miserable you're going to get, and you're just getting farther off track. So here, as Christians, you don't have to be bound by this anymore. Jesus Christ paid for your victory. Amen? For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, think about that, lawlessness equals more lawlessness. So now present your members, okay, here, we have an obligation. Jesus Christ will do the heavy lifting. He's right there with us. This is in his will that we allow him to mature us. You know what I mean? So he's going to help us out if we lean on him, if we get into this word. Amen. And we listen to the Holy Spirit. Present ourselves to the Lord. Y'all with me? So now present your members. Man, instead of serving Satan, which you don't even belong to, and making yourself miserable, how about we devote ourselves to the Most High God who has died to set you free? Amen? So now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. That's what the Lord is doing in our lives, man. Each and every one of us. He is leading us to that maturity, man. He is maturing all his people. Amen? That's the road we're on. So how do I get more and more sanctified? How do I get more and more spiritually mature? Selling out to the Lord, man. Being obedient to the Word of God. You know what I mean? And sometimes we have to pray. You know, God, I know this is what your Word says because it's right here. I know your Word is true, but I'll be honest with you. I don't really want to do that. I don't want, just between me and you, I don't want to do this. But you know what? I know you want me to do this. You died for the ability so I can have victory over this. So, Father God, right now, give me the hunger to be obedient to your word. Give me the desire to be obedient to your word. Lord, change me into that person you need me to be. I know time is short, and there's a reason why I'm alive in 1994, 2018, whatever we're in. I don't know. It's been a, Brother Kaufman, I've been up for a while now. I don't know. It is what it is. So now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. That's good. That's awesome, ain't it? Is everybody doing all right? Can I get anybody some tacos or ice water? Let's close with this verse right here. Psalm 106 and verse 1. This was actually our opening verse this morning, okay? But you know what? This is a verse right here that we can really get stoked up about. You know what I mean? When I don't feel like selling out to the Lord, when I don't feel like being obedient to the Lord, let's return to the foot of the cross. You know what I mean? Let's keep our eyes on what's been done for us. Because I'm really here to tell you this morning that you are blessed. You are really, really blessed no matter what's going on in your life. You've accepted that gift, and that gift was offered to you. That's what should blow our minds. You know what I mean? That Jesus Christ died for you and says, you know what? I want you to live with me forever and ever and ever. I'm willing to forgive you for every bad thing you've ever done or will do. Ain't God good? But that's not an excuse for us to give into that sin. Amen? Okay, so Psalms 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. You know how we can worship the Lord? You know how we can say thanks, God? By being obedient to Him. Even those tough things that are really hard and painful to give over to the Lord, the things that we might not even really want to turn over to the Lord, but that is an act of worship right there. You know what I mean? Lord God, you are so wonderful and so good to me. Even if I don't see it right now, Lord, I know your word is true. Amen. And I just lay this down at your feet. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, he's good, isn't he? His love endures forever. No matter what you ever did, he loves you. No matter what you're going to do, he still loves you. But that's not an excuse to sin. That doesn't give you a license to sin. That just shows you how good he is and how graceful and merciful he is to us. And that should be a life-changing moment for all of us once we get that in our hearts. Amen? Okay. Enough. No, I'm playing. Jesus, bless these folks, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are a people that are hungry for your word, Lord, that we want to be obedient to your word, that we want to be that sold-out servant, Lord, that we don't have to wait on our mates, we don't have to wait on our friends or our coworkers or our classmates or the guy or woman sitting next to me in the pew, Lord. I don't have to worry about anybody else, but it's me standing in the need of prayer, Lord. It's me, Lord God. I want to have that desire to be that sold-out person. Let revival start with me, Lord. Let it start in my heart and in my home, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you give us the strength, you give us the knowledge, you give us the wisdom to be what you've called us to be. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.